Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Call Point of View now
on 086-00-00-959.
All right, let's go back to that conversation. We were having a conversation with Bafuza Yabo, who is an ANC regional spokesperson, and we were talking about the issue of what is happening in the city of Tshwane and how the DA, the city manager, is dealing with the matter of the five officials, the senior officials who were on precautionary suspension after a very, very long investigation on that Royval wastewater treatment tender. So thank you so much, Mr. Yabo, for your time. Thank you so much again for let's try and see if this line holds up. Thanks for making time for us again.
Thank you very much.
Okay, fantastic. It sounds much, much better. You are still unpacking the view that you have as the ANC in the city on the matter of the DA saying they want to now take this further to the Labour Court. They're not happy with the disciplinarian recommendations and sanctions. You are telling us your version of how you see it.
Thank you very much. Let me also greet your listeners again, Primelo. I was saying initially that it is very strange. It is very strange that a process that is ran for a full year, at the tail end of the process, the city manager and the executive mayor then say that they're not satisfied with the sanction that has been meted out to the five senior officials. We are saying, one, was there a problem with the process itself? Are they raising a question of a process that was ran unsatisfactorily, or are they saying that they are unhappy with the whole report? And if they are unhappy with the whole report, why? And if they are saying they are fine with the report, but they are not happy with the sanction, do they then separate the sanction from the report? And if they are going to do that and take it on review, when this process belongs to the city manager to begin with, disciplinary processes of employees that are employed in the city belong to the city manager. He is the accounting officer. It's as if he's saying he's taking himself on review at the labor court. It doesn't make sense from that perspective. I would like to see how that plays itself out in the labor court. But also what it does is that it prejudices the process of conflict resolution. Because once you move from a disciplinary process and you jump right to the labor court, what then happens to the arbitration process that should follow after the disciplinary process? What must happen? So if the senior officials are found guilty by the labor court and they are dismissed, what will be their recourse? Must they now move to a higher court when you have jumped a very critical step in the process of discipline? I feel that there is an abuse of power also that is present in this whole saga. But also, I don't know if the residents of Tshwane have observed that Celia's Brink is the most bellicose, war and fight-prone mayor since the history of this city. In his tenure, he has fired more people than we have seen in the history of this city.
Let me ask you this so that we can all understand the internal politics. As you outlined earlier, the process, obviously, the custodian of this process is the city manager, right?
Yes.
And the city manager is the one who's taking this entire process on review. Are you saying that is sinister? Are you saying you don't trust that he himself is taking his own process on review? Explain why you don't trust the fact that he is questioning his own process and the committee that was selected. The committee chair, is it a nonpartisan person? Who is the committee chair?
Well, I'm not privy to the detail of who the committee chair would have been.
Okay.
But I would know that there is a process of getting a committee chairs to chair disciplinary processes, and it's a human capital process. But be that as it may, all reports on any process that happens in the city end up on the desk of the city manager at one point or another.
Yes.
Whether it's for purposes of signature or it's for purposes of cognizance, these reports will end up on his desk. And we are saying that it is very sinister and almost schizophrenic that a process that you are a custodian of is taken by yourself on review at its completion, upon its completion. And the one thing that also we are finding to be very sinister is the fact that the recommendation or the recommended sanction on this process says suspend the officials for 1 month without pay.
Yes.
You suspend them. All right. Mm-hmm. So you action the recommendation, except you change what you action by keeping them on the payroll and suspending them.
Yes.
So you are implementing a recommendation you are refusing. And you are saying, while I implement half this recommendation, let me take my process on review at the labor court. But we are saying so is that we are seeing...
Help us follow. If you were yourselves unhappy with the sanctions and the recommendations, would you not have wanted to review it yourself? Are you unhappy with the fact that someone wants to review it? Isn't that sort of how anyone would have reacted if they were not satisfied with the committee's recommendations?
It does look like a witch hunt. Mm-hmm. When a process that has run for a full year is now taken on review by the same custodian of the process, it also sends a message that processes of the city are not to be trusted.
Okay.
What it then says is that it's a motion of no confidence of the process that is owned by this custodian.
Yes.
He's now casting a motion of no confidence on his own process.
So what do you make of that? What do you then make of that? Because that's what makes us confused.
Then who must trust the processes of the city?
I see what you mean.
Who must trust them? If the custodian of the process doesn't trust his own process, who then must trust them? Should we as the residents of this city trust any process that this city comes to a conclusion on, even as it relates to service delivery and maybe, let's say, for example, the management of accounts? If the city says, you owe us 13,000 rands, and they say, we can produce that proof, should you now trust a process that seeks to mediate between yourself and the city? If a city manager is able to say, I don't trust my own processes, it sends a very bad precedent out there on whether we can trust this city leadership or not. And this is where we are coming from. It questions the very ethos of this leadership collective that is in charge of the city, led by the DA.
So what would you like to see happen? Because yes, you're telling us this now in the media, but what then is your own recourse as the ANC, as dissatisfied as you are with what's happening?
We are seeing an emergence of a litigious city, heavy on legalities, heavy on taking matters to court. And I'm not saying they are going to court to defend the city. There's a difference there. When the city is taken to court, now the city itself is going to court on each and every single matter, ballooning the cost of legal interventions in the process. I can say now that we must just wait to see how much the city would have spent by the time the financial year ends. I'm definitely sure we are going to be shocked. What we want to see is that there should be a process that is justiciable, that is justified, that is reasonable in the processing of matters of conflict between employees. It cannot be that this mayor is very adamant to fire. At every turn, you are firing 100 people, you are firing 86 people. Now you are targeting 5 senior officials. In actual fact, we dare say that this is intended to clear the positions these senior managers are occupying in order to effect the DA's own kind of cadre deployment to these same positions. For what purpose, to what end, they know. They will not say it in public, but we see it for what it is. When a process has run and you say it was fair, it was thorough, it has taken a year, you have not removed these people all this time. You now only want to remove them at the end of the process. And you say to us now that these people are going to be problematic within the work environment. Why are they now only problematic? Why were they not problematic for the whole year? We are saying, be consistent. We as the ANC are very clear on our position on corruption. If there's corruption found, people must be held responsible. Heads must roll. But if corruption is not found, and in the full report, only one charge remains, and it has to do with technical specifications, and not necessarily charges of corruption sticking on people, what are you then saying? I'm supposing perhaps because you've drummed up the corruption song for so long, you now are left with egg on your face because the process that has run under your leadership has exonerated these people except on one count, which does not seem to look like corruption there. You now want to say, let's go and take it on review, hoping for a different outcome, but the report remains the same. It seems like schizophrenia to us.
Sure. Let's leave it there. I really appreciate you taking the time to explain it all and your take on this as the ANC. And that's Bafuza Yabo, who's an ANC regional spokesperson. Of course, as you can hear, very, very different views on how this matter should be handled. But we'll obviously keep an eye on the story.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.